Paul's just recently written a book. I'm holding it in my hand. It's 100 things Raider fans should do before they die. I suggest all y'all get them because all y'all Raider fans, Raider Nation, through and through. This is a great compilation of many stories, a few of them from these guys up here. But I want to touch base with Paul first. Paul, you worked with the Raiders. You covered the Raiders. And now you're over to work with the Niners. We won't hold that against you. It is what it is. You got to do a job.
Right, right.
But I just want you to describe in your own words the difference, if you will, between a Raider party, a Raider tailgate, a Raider experience, and what you do on the other side.
Lincoln, I don't know if there really is a fair comparison right now because the 49ers are going through some, as far as the tailgate experience, it's a little bit of growing pains going on since they just moved from Candlestick down to Santa Clara. Their fans are as passionate about their team as any other team in the nation, but there's just something a little bit different about Raider Nation and Raider fans, and you can feel it just as we were talking, just walking through this parking lot. It's a family, it's a gathering, it's an experience. So it's different, not in a bad way, just different.
The key word you said that stood out to me is family, because you look amongst these people, we're all family. We all love the silver and black. We bleed silver and black. And I'll tell you guys, in all my travels, I have never experienced anything like being in the heart of the nation, in the heart of Oakland, because there is nobody, no fan base that turns out, even when the team's struggling the way they are, the way you do. So Raider Nation, you deserve a round of applause.